Coexistence. Episode 13. Hidden Evidence.
Have you experienced any physical trauma? Disorientation? Bleeding from the ears? Coughing up blood? That sort of thing?
Thankfully, no.
No.
And can you hear the static interference now?
No, of course not.
How about you, Cook?
Not right now. No, it's gone.
So, your evaluation, Cook. In general terms.
I'm not sure what to think. It's like nothing I've ever heard before. The signals seem to ionize the air, causing sporadic peaks of electron activity.
I see. How interesting.
It's highly complex. I can't really explain it.
Try.
The peaks appear to contain patterns.
Patterns?
Loops. Code. It's programs.
Have you experienced the same thing, Commander Bryce? Do you hear patterns?
No, of course not. This is all nonsense. I'm just glad we're going home.
Slow down, Bryce. I need time to fully assess the situation.
I almost got electrocuted. There's your fucking assessment.
Language! Please. You're still on the clock. And may I remind you both of your responsibility to Insignia Life Enterprises.
Insignia Life need a bloody wake-up call. This is not what I signed up for. This is not a safe and controlled environment for carrying out research.
The company have sent me here for a full evaluation which will determine the next phase of the mission. Until that time, you answer to me. Am I understood? Am I understood?
Of course. I apologize, Agent Brannan.
Is what he's saying true, Cook? Was there a potential threat of electrocution? You all right?
Fine. I feel strange. Tired. That's all. I think my colleague is prone to a little exaggeration. The anomaly may give off a little static, but it's certainly not dangerous.
What? That's not what you said yesterday. You said I shouldn't get off the bloody chair.
I think that you're misunderstanding the science behind the signal, Commander Price. The signal is safe. It's perfectly safe.
Where do you keep the data logs? I'd like to see them.
The Iraq rooms house the past month of operations since we've been on duty. Cook, we'll also need your handwritten analysis.
No, I'm sorry. There is no handwritten analysis.
The sketches?
The data logs are all the information we have.
You showed them to me.
It'll have recorded everything. Any peaks and fluctuations we may have encountered. There's nothing more.
That's just not true.
Come, please. Dr. Cook, you referred to the anomaly as a signal. Do you believe that it's being transmitted from somewhere?
A simple turn of phrase. It's simply electrostatic interference.
For the sake of the mission, for the sake of science, I need to know if you've interpreted any meaning or symbolism in this electrostatic interference.
No. I'm sorry. I must not have explained myself. When I say interference or use terms such as patterns or code, I simply mean that the static appears to contain a very common symmetry found in all kinds of natural and organic life on Earth. Like a seashell or the wings of a moth. It's really very common. There's nothing special about this thing at all.
That's not the impression that I've been given.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Agent. But there's nothing more to say about the matter. For the record, I believe that the static is purely a naturally occurring phenomenon. Atmospheric discharge. As common on this Earth as clouds forming shapes in the sky.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This locker isn't meant for habitation. When are we leaving?
Be patient.
We need to discuss our situation.
We have a situation.
Dr. Cook has lied to you. He has been making notes. I've seen them. There are boxes full of them, hidden under his bunk. He's been writing papers. scribblings, mathematical equations. He wasn't prepared for this kind of isolation. His lack of training has clearly manifested itself in hysterical disorientation. He's sick and obsessed.
Obsessed?
With the signal. Are these the writings of a sane man?
He drew this.
I saw him do it. He called it a... what was it now? A paranormal experience.
What's the circle? Biodome architecture. What does that mean? It looks like an engineering blueprint of some kind. There are more of these?
Boxes full. I can take you there now.
No. Don't do anything. Help me load the plane. It's time to leave. Hooker's made a breakthrough. I've seen the evidence. He's drawn what appears to be a blueprint. Circles. He's marked them as biodomes. Bryce claims there are more. Cook has hidden them. Can you believe that? He's denying that they even exist. He's done it, sir. He's interpreted the cipher. Over.
M1911.
And these.
Handcuffs.
Force
cook to lead you to the last of his personal effects. Find all of the papers. Everything that he's documented by hand. Leave nothing. Then, you must handcuff him and shoot him in the head.
What?
Direct orders, Bryce. Assassinate Dr. Cook. We cannot risk the possibility that he will share knowledge of the signal with anyone beyond this facility. I assure you, he will be honored as a true military hero.
No. No. No, no, Cook! No, no, don't move!
No!
You're gonna shoot me, Bryce!
Fix your arm!
Give me the fucking gun!
Veins on your neck!
Give me the gun!
Cook! What's happened to you?
Help me! Help me! Get her down the hatch before she freezes to death! We need her alive.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.